Miss Crystal Connors.
You know, shit!
Welcome to the Super Podcast for Showgirls. I'm with Stephen.
Yes.
And you would be Stephen, Big Butter Boomba.
Yes, from your third podcast.
From, yes, episode 3, which I think I titled, I Have a Guest Called Stephen. It didn't actually have an official title.
No.
But this one is official, with like an official title, because this is the Showgirls show.
Yes. Or this is kind of like our own, like, kind of indulgent podcast where we just kind of have a bit of a moment over something we both love, but hopefully everyone else listens because it's a movie we want them to see if they haven't seen it already.
Yes, and we want to provide some understanding as to why we love this movie so much.
We do.
Yes, I think this movie is really misunderstood.
It is misunderstood, in fact.
I don't know about you, but I get a lot of shit for liking this movie.
Well, it depends who I ask. I know a lot of people who've seen it and who think it's funny, but they probably don't understand, like, why I actually genuinely love it and put it up there with movies like The Godfather.
You know, shit!
Shawshank Redemption and Citizen Kane. It's just that good.
Yeah, well, I would definitely say it's like in my, at least my top 15 movies of all time, but they're like my favourite top films of all time.
You know, shit!
Yeah, like if I did a top 10 movies that was based purely on like actual acting and direction, it wouldn't be in there, but if it was just based on entertainment, it would definitely be number one.
Yeah, definitely. So if anybody doesn't actually know anything about Showgirls, firstly, what the F word is wrong with you?
Where have you been since 1995?
Yeah, so Showgirls is by director Paul Verhoeven, which I probably butchered his name, but anyway.
That's right.
You know, shit!
And it stars Elizabeth Berkley as Naomi Malone.
Yeah.
And I think everyone knows Elizabeth Berkley as Jessie from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, and if they don't know her from Saved by the Bell, they will know her and her vagina from Showgirls.
I think they'll know every single part of her. The movie also has Kyle MacLachlan, who, I don't know, would people probably know him from maybe Twin Peaks and...
Yeah, Twin Peaks.
Probably Desperate Housewives more recently.
And Sex and the City.
Sex and the City.
I'm sorry. Some people just don't get it.
They'd also know him for his very pointy chin.
And his really ridiculous hair in this movie. It also has Gina Gershon, who I absolutely love.
Yep.
And I don't know, what would something that people would really know her from? Probably like Bound or...
Bound. She was also in... she was in a movie from the 80s. I think it was Pretty in Pink. I know it's an old one, but...
I honestly can't remember.
Pretty Dance at Darling.
There's another movie I was trying to think of with Gina
She's
in
been
it.
In heaps
and
of stuff.
I can't remember.
Oh, she was in Face Off.
That's the one, Face Off.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was so good in that movie.
Pretty Dance at Darling.
I don't know why I'm laughing, but, and you're right, she was in Pretty in Pink.
But you know what? Out of the whole cast of Showgirls, Gina is the only one that has ever been praised for, like, doing the movie and just, like, taking the piss out of the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, she was very well aware of what she was doing in this movie, and she really runs with it.
And she's the only... Well, I guess Kyle MacLachlan's had a good career, but out of her and Elizabeth Berkley, I mean, she's the only one that really kind of survived it.
Yeah, I mean, Elizabeth Berkley is actually still working.
I don't know how good you are, darling.
She is in, like, CSI Miami.
Yeah.
I don't really watch it, but my mum does.
She also hosts a show in America. Like, it's like a dance-off show.
Yeah, I think I've seen that, yeah.
It's not dancing, I know that much.
I don't know what it's called, but yeah, she's on that.
Yeah,
I guess her dancing in Showgirls opened new doors for her.
Yeah, because she's got the most fantastic dance moves in Showgirls.
You know, shit!
we'll get to that.
Yeah,
there's, I don't know, is there anyone else really in that movie? I mean, they're like the three main ones.
They were the three main ones. Yeah. There's the, there's the fat lady with her protruding breasts, but yeah, we don't really know her real
name. Was that Henrietta?
Yes.
And there's,
Penny!
Yes, Rena Rifle.
Rena Rifle,
she's
who
my
we
hero.
Love.
I love her.
My name's Penny.
Rena Rifle has played, strippers in two famous stripper movies.
Yes, I love both of them too. She was in Striptease. Yes.
With Demi Moore, yeah.
Yeah, and the other guy that was in this movie was Robert Davi, who's
the
cheetah guy. Yeah, the cheetah club owner guy, and he's, I think, you know, he's like an 80s star, so.
Yeah, and he's pretty recognisable as well.
Yeah, so there are quite a few, like, people in the movie.
Yeah.
And a bit of, like, weird showgirls trivia.
Yeah.
I do believe, like, it had, like, an all-time Razzie Award records with, like, 13 nominations or something, and it won, like, a ton of Razzies.
Is that every nomination possible?
Yeah, it's probably like me. I actually think, like, the script was sold for something like $2 million or something.
Oh,
rubbish.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
What, before they filmed it?
Yeah, like, I think it was, like, even before it was written.
You know, shit!
Well, I think the only reason it was sold for, like, that amount was because of Basic Instinct.
Yeah, indeed.
Because
yeah.
Elizabeth Berkley said she went into that. She went into Showgirls expecting, like,
yeah,
Basic Instinct type of results,
yeah,
but it just ended up being, like, a basic stink.
Basic stink. So how about some, the possibilities of who could have been in the movie. Like, supposedly they wanted Madonna to play Crystal and Drew Barrymore,
yeah,
to play Nomi.
You know, shit!
Yeah, I heard about that one.
And
Madonna's never said anything about that.
Yeah,
though.
But I think people that have, like, actually auditioned, I think Charlize Theron and Jenny McCarthy,
really?
And Sharon Stone and Angelina Jolie, apparently. I don't know how true any of that is, but that's what I've read.
She would have been about, like, 15 at the time.
And I think somebody actually worked out that Elizabeth Berkley spends about 1/6 of the film nude.
You know, shit!
Well, I'm curious as to find out, like, how she actually got this role, because what did they look for to find Nomi Malone? Because really, all she does in the movie is wear makeup, throw tantrums, and show her ass to everybody.
And does her nails. Maybe she was really good at doing her nails. Or she was, like, the best at throwing tantrums.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe she was just really easy at getting her clothes off.
So, we'll move on to,
yep,
some, like, questions we can answer.
Yeah.
So, what, like, what's one question people sometimes might ask you about Showgirls?
I guess they would ask me who wrote the movie because of the dialogue.
I'm pretty sure that it was some drunk dude.
Yes, a drunk, sleazy dude.
Yeah, well, that's what it seems like anyway. But
I guess that means it was written by Paul, the director.
No.
No, it wasn't?
No. I can't pronounce his name, but he's written such classics as Flashdance, Basic Instinct, Sliver, and Basic Instinct 2.
You know, shit!
I don't know if he, like, wrote it, but I think it was based on stuff he'd done.
So basically, sex movies.
Yeah, basically.
That's not surprising.
Yeah. So do people actually ask you, like, who the hell wrote this movie? Because this is retarded.
I guess the main thing people ask is, like, how can people have made this film and starred in it and not have realized what it is that they were saying with these scripts.
Oh, I think Gina Gershon was quite aware of it.
Do you like brown rice and vegetables?
Yes.
One thing I get asked is just basically, what's the appeal? Well, the appeal of Showgirls is it's a lot of fun.
That's right.
It's just an insane amount of fun.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, it's like, the acting is bad, but it's so bad that, like, the one-liners and the dialogue is so hilarious
yeah.
that you want to keep watching even though the acting is
it
bad.
It actually just comes off pretty perfectly.
It does. It's absolutely perfect. It the bad
works.
Acting fits the entire thing.
It does.
As it should.
Yeah, it really does. So, who's your favourite, like, character in Showgirls?
It would definitely be Nomi. I know, like, it's a toss-up between Nomi and Crystal, but I don't know. Nomi, I see a bit of myself in her sometimes.
Yeah, because you crack tantrums, don't you?
Well, she has a pretty wide ass. And I guess some would say that my ass is also a little bit wide. Not because I have a weight problem, just because I have, I don't know, ghetto booty or something.
Ghetto booty.
You know, shit!
Do you have the same dance moves as Nomi? Are you really fierce when you, you know, perform at the strip club?
I imagine if I was performing at one, that it would pretty much be like a Nomi dance routine.
Yeah. I have to say, my favourite is Crystal.
Yep.
She's such a bitch.
She is.
I've been known to be a bit of a bitch from time to time, so I relate to her in that way.
I don't know how good you are, darling.
Have you also been known to be a bit of a lesbian lunatic?
Yeah, sometimes. I don't really act the way that Crystal does, like coming on to, you know, like a Nomi, but basically I've got the whole bitchiness thing going on. So aside from like Nomi and Crystal,
yeah,
do you have any love at all for Zach, played by Kyle?
I like the way his hair moves.
He's got this ridiculous hair in it, doesn't he?
It almost looks like a hairpiece.
It just, there's something with his hair, isn't there?
And he's constantly, like, flicking it away and kind of, like, you know,
I would,
showing it off.
I would love to, like, just track him down and ask him what was up with his hair in Showgirls. I really would. Like, he had normal hair in Twin Peaks and, you know, Blue Velvet and, you know, because... Obviously, I know him really well from David Lynch stuff, so...
Yeah. Well, but, I guess they tried to make him look a little pompous or something.
I have no idea. I guess he was kind of like the big, like, entertainment guy.
Why did you stop hooking?
Well, he looked pretty geeky when you look at it.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, when Nomi's giving him that private lap dance, he looks just like a big nerd.
Yeah, and that lap dance certainly is interesting, I have to say.
And is it interesting because you see everything Elizabeth Berkeley has for breakfast?
Yeah, pretty much. I have to say, like, poor Elizabeth, in that scene, she's just not very sexy. She's not sexy at all. I'm like, a little lost as to how his character was even supposed to get remotely excited with that lap dance.
Well, I was most amazed by the fact that her feet are so small and pointy.
she did a lot of rotating in that scene.
Yes, especially with her pelvis.
Yes.
Her naked pelvis.
Yes, well, she's completely nude.
You know, shit!
Yes, she is.
Yeah, that's definitely like a highlight of the movie, that whole scene. And it's really funny because Crystal is sitting there watching it all. And she looks like she's really turned on by it too. classic stuff. Definitely.
Yes, I can't even talk about it without bursting into laughter.
Another really, like, memorable scene is just the odd, like, doggy chow discussion Nomi and Crystal have.
doggy chow.
I can't remember what that were. They were talking about brown rice and vegetables.
Yes, Naomi was trying to order her meal at this restaurant.
Yeah.
And Crystal had to order for her because Naomi is, you know, she's a girl from the wrong side of the tracks and, of course, doesn't know how to order a basic meal at a restaurant. So then they start talking about their how alike they are. And apparently, one of the things they share is that they both have tried dog food.
Yeah. And apparently, they both used to love eating it.
I used to love doggy chow, too.
There's something just a little bit bizarre in that scene.
From a script point of view, I really want to know what the writer was thinking using dog food as a form of bonding for these women.
I have no idea, but a lot of, like, the whole, like, things that they do is Naomi always with her nails.
You think you could do my nails now?
Yeah, she's like always doing her nails.
This whole thing with nails. And then there's this whole thing with eating potato chips.
There is. And if I remember correctly, which this was pointed out through the commentary as well.
Yeah.
They even, when they're at the restaurant together and they're talking about doggy chow, I believe Crystal and Naomi share a bit of a moment where they break a piece of chip together. It's kind of like almost like a toasting.
Yeah, they toast with the chips.
Yes, and Naomi, before going to perform kung fu on a rapist, takes the time to do her nails as well.
Yeah.
Because that's what you need when you go to beat someone up. You need to have your nails done.
And she needs to do something weird with her nipples as well for that scene.
Yes, she paints them orange.
Yes, she has painted orange nipples. Apparently, she has to dress like a hooker, take her top off, and then do her Naomi kung fu to beat up the asshole that beat up her friend.
Raped and beat up her best friend.
And that actual scene just doesn't fit anywhere in the movie as well. It's just
random act of violence.
Yeah, it's just like, let's just torture Naomi's best friend.
You know, shit!
Yeah.
It doesn't belong in the movie at all.
No, it doesn't. It's very random. It's like the movie goes from, like, kind of like a silly Las Vegas kind of showgirl movie to this, like, serious rape kung fu action thriller.
it's really bizarre. It's like they were trying to go for, like, those, like, revenge movies from the 70s. Like, you know, it's kind of like I spit on your grave sort of, like, 10-minute moment thing.
You know, shit!
Yeah.
It's really odd, and it just so doesn't belong in the movie at all.
It doesn't.
It's so odd. But, yeah. I mean, I guess, like, the scene when she actually goes to beat him up is so freaking hilarious.
It's just the best. It's probably one of, like, the best moments of the entire movie.
Yeah, it is so hilarious. And actually, funny little fact was Empire Magazine had, I think it was top 10 parties, and I submitted the party in Showgirls, because without the party, we wouldn't have been able to see Naomi's Kung Fu, and it got printed in the magazine.
Well, at least they have a sense of humour.
Yeah. It's like that, that scene, really, really bizarre. One of the other, like, really bizarre scenes is, when Naomi goes to, now I've gone blank on the guy's name.
The black guy?
Yeah, what's his name? We've seen it so many times I'd forget his name.
I know.
Is it Jim or Jimmy or something?
You know, shit!
I can't remember.
James? I'm not sure.
I think he's got a bit of a weird name, actually.
I don't know, that's the name that came to my head, but, when she goes to visit him, because he says he's got, like, a dance routine for her.
Yeah, and dedicated one for her.
They have an interesting moment where she's sort of, like, giving him a lap dance. And she tells him she's got her period.
Yes, she does.
And then she tells him to check, and he actually does.
He actually does, yes.
What
Why?
The hell is up with
Why?
That?
Was that even necessary? I mean, it's
I
like,
have no idea.
It was just so
bizarre. Such bad writing. Like, the script of this movie is very special.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also like the way that throughout the film, slowly they reveal, like, they hint at the fact that Naomi has a very secretive and controversial past.
Yeah.
And that black guy being one of them, saying to her how he can tell that she's running from something, and that, you know, she never gives out, like, her security card number or whatever the hell she does.
Social security card number.
It's just like, it's just so ridiculous. And you just know they're building up to some sort of ridiculous past hooker lifestyle that she had or something.
Yeah, but like, they don't really actually, like, reveal, like, anything, like, spectacular.
He ran away from a foster home in Oakland, December 1990.
They do reveal one thing.
And what
they
was
reveal
that?
Her real name.
Oh, what was her real name again? Why have I forgotten?
Her real name was Polly.
Was it Polly? And that guy mentions Pollyanna, and she cracks the shits at him. I don't know if we're actually convincing anybody to go watch this movie or not.
I don't know. It sounds pretty impressive to me.
But, you know, I love this movie. It's wicked stuff.
It's probably one of the most insane, over-the-top, camp examples of, like, just bad brilliance.
Yeah, it really is. When people say, like, you know, a film is so bad, it's good, this is, you know, the movie that really defines that saying.
It does. You know, and I hear that a lot. I hear that a lot from people about movies that are so bad that they're good. But for me personally, I haven't really come across that many that have been so bad that they've turned out to be great. I mean, usually they're just kind of crap with, a good moment here or there. But this one is, I mean, it's in its own league practically.
Yeah, but I mean, I do enjoy watching bad movies because there is something special about them.
You know, shit!
Yeah.
But a lot of the, like, movies that I've seen that are actually really terrible are, like, martial arts, ninja, action movies, and I love all that kind of stuff. And they're definitely so bad they're good, but...
But the thing with Showgirls was that they... I mean, Kung Fu is it's a bit of a, like, specific genre, do you know what I mean? Like, I think even the directors know that it's going to be a bit silly.
Yeah.
But with Showgirls,
but the thing with this is what I was actually going to say... They didn't intend to make something like this.
No, they didn't at all. The director still talks about how confused he is at the fact that people find it so funny.
Well, I'd love to send this podcast to him. I mean, I love his films. He makes a lot of fun movies.
You know, shit!
He does, yeah. He's made some good movies.
Yeah.
They're all just, like, a little bit on the sleazy side, that's all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you compare Showgirls to his other films, I mean, it's just... I just don't get how he took that seriously.
Yeah, it doesn't really make all that much sense.
It doesn't at all.
Yeah.
Because before Showgirls, he did Basic Instinct, and then after Showgirls, I think he did Starship Troopers.
Yeah, I think so. That was the next one.
So they're just kind of, like, serious movies, and
He kind of, like, he did, like, RoboCop and Total Recall, and then I think he did Basic Instinct, and then Showgirls, kind of like a weird sort of... He's making, like, all these, you know... And then he goes to Showgirls. It's so weird.
It is weird. It's like he's either doing sci-fi or he's doing, like, sleazy sex movies.
Yeah, and then, you know, he did, like, Hollow Man as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's got a very random kind of, like, filmography, but this is, like, the real standout.
It is.
As, you know... It's a very, very special movie.
You know, shit!
It is. I know, it's apparently one of the, like, biggest selling DVDs ever.
Yeah, well, I had a lot of dramas getting my Showgirls DVD.
Why is that?
I got the Fully Exposed edition.
Yes,
and my DVD arrived broken. And I wrote to Amazon and said, look, my DVD is broken. You better replace it. And they said, okay, we'll replace it. Don't worry about sending it back. And then I got all these emails from them saying they hadn't received the send back. And I said, you guys, you told me not to.
Yeah.
Then finally that got cleared up. I got sent the replacement and the bloody cover's broken.
Oh, far out.
Like,
did you keep it?
I threw out the cover. I kept the DVD and I kept the old cover from the broken DVD. So at least I could, like, put the things that weren't broken together.
It was like a puzzle.
Yeah, kind of. So, is there any, like really favourite, like, lines from the movie? Because there's so many, like, awesome one-liners. Which ones are your, like, favourites?
I think one of my favourites would have to be the line that I think you would also pick as your favourite, which is Nomi's "you don't know shit" line.
Yeah, you don't know shit.
You don't know shit.
Yes, apparently no one knows anything, according to Nomi.
Yeah.
And that means she needs to storm out of a room and act.
Yeah, she gets really shitty with that.
What else would there be?
The other classic line is she goes, "you can fuck me when you love me." okay, Nomi. And then she, like, goes and has sex with Zach, because clearly he loves her.
You can fuck me when you love me.
I think it's funny that she starts to kind of, like, turn to the dark side when she starts hanging around Zach, and she starts to become Crystal.
Yeah.
She starts snorting coke and drinking Crystal champagne and sleeping with Zach.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the new Crystal.
Yes.
Because there's always someone younger and feistier. And whatever, I can't remember the line off the top of my head for some reason. Coming after you.
And she was proof of that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I actually love all of Crystal's, like, darlings. Hey, darling.
I think she says that about 50 times.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to watch Showgirls, have your drinks handy, and every time she says darling, take a drink.
Darling?
Or every time Nomi has, like, a mental attack and tantrum, have a drink.
Or every time Nomi reveals that she actually doesn't wear any underwear or a bra, that's probably guaranteed to get you drunk, because she's constantly getting her top ripped off and her skirt flying up, and for some reason she just doesn't wear underwear.
Yeah, and she wears, like, really revealing short skirts.
She does, and she'll run up a flight of stairs and there you have it. Nomi's ass crack.
So, what are your favourite, like, dance scenes in Showgirls? Because, you know, this movie's got a lot of dance sequences.
Well, whoever choreographed this movie, I must say, I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
They're very memorable dance moves.
They are.
But I think it's pretty obvious that the best dance in this movie is the private dance, where Nomi performs her rotating bear vagina swirl, or whatever you want to call it. As one of my friends calls it, the pussy rotate.
The pussy rotate, yeah. That's a good way to describe it. My favourite dance scene is actually, like, the bondage one, where she's sort of, like, dance fighting with the Crystal.
Yes.
That is Nomi... awesome. And the costumes, oh, wow. Aren't they great? Yes,
they are great.
They are. They're, like, really, like, bizarre bondage costumes. Actually, like, all their dance costumes aren't, like, they're all really, like, interesting and very
well,
special.
I noticed they were all very topless.
Yes, because it's a topless show.
Of course.
Yeah.
And have you noticed that, like, they talk about the show that they perform in, which is called Goddess.
Yeah.
They talk about it like it's the biggest thing in Vegas ever, but when you actually watch the show, it actually makes no sense whatsoever.
Exactly. Like, none of it makes any sense.
They go from volcanoes to crystal ballroom dancing to bondage and then, I don't know.
It's so bizarre.
Like, what is the storyline?
It doesn't actually make any sense whatsoever. Like, it's, not at all.
Yeah.
It's so odd.
It is.
Like, they should have had, like, a special thing, like, on the DVD where they put, like, Goddess together and you can see the show and see if any of it makes any sense. At all.
Yeah, no.
Do you also love, like, the dancing at the club where Nomi licks the pole and it's, like, the most unsexiest thing ever?
I think at that point she also licks her nipple. I don't know how the hell she did that. And she also rubs them.
Yeah. And yes, it's not sexy at all.
It's not, it's just really sleazy.
It's really sleazy, and the way she dances is really fast, and it's just not all that sexy.
No.
Like,
and her hair is very stiff and curly.
Yeah, but, it's, I mean, Oh, what were you going to say? Sorry, I cut you off.
No, that's all right. I'm pretty much just going to elaborate on the fact that her hair's ridiculous.
Yeah. I was just going to say, like, she does have, like, a good body for it, but she just doesn't use it correctly.
It's just weird because she's so naked, but for some reason you don't look at her and think, I want to sleep with her or anything. Yeah. You just kind of look at her and think, it's just a naked girl throwing herself about, you know?
It's naked Jessie from Saved by the Bell. But actually, the one person who's really, like, oozes with sexiness is Gina Gershon. She's really
That's
hot.
That's true.
She has a she lot of sex appeal.
She
She's got the moves.
Yeah, I think if I was a lesbian, she would be really doing it for me in this movie.
Yeah.
Because she's a big lesbian in this movie.
Yeah, she really is. And she, you know, went all the way with that in Bound with Jennifer Tilly.
She did.
Yeah. I think
she's played...
What?
Now that I think of it, I think she's actually bisexual in real life.
Well, she could be. I don't know.
Well, she's played a lesbian like 4 times.
But that doesn't really mean that she is. It's just roles she can play really well.
I guess, but I just think, how many times could you play a lesbian? Like, not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's just like, I don't know. Why does she always
Maybe
get
that's like the only role she gets offered, and she feels like, you know, she can do a good job doing it.
Maybe yeah. she wants to be the voice of lesbian roles.
Yeah, maybe.
Darling?
Now, we have to talk about another thing.
Yeah.
And that's probably the most famous scene out of the whole movie.
Yeah.
And that is the infamous pool sex
scene. Yes. It is voted the worst sex scene of all time, and it really does deserve that title. It's bizarre. Yeah.
It is bizarre.
It's like... Oh, it's hard to explain. Like, they go in the pool.
Yeah.
That's all well and good. But then, like, she thinks she's a fish. And she flops around like a fish, and
I don't know. Does this weird, like, epileptic thrusting, which I assume is meant to be sexy, but it just looks ridiculous.
And, you know, it's supposed to be like she's having the time of her life, but it just looks like she's having a seizure.
You know, shit!
It does look like she's having a seizure.
It really does.
I don't really understand what the actual movie is. She does it during her private dance as well at one point.
Yeah, she has this mental full-on seizure attack. Like, she's full-on, like... I gotta wonder, like, is that how she was directed, or is that what she brought to the table? Or is that how it was written in the script and they went with it?
You know, shit!
You know what? Trusting... the amazing skills of Elizabeth Berkley, she probably came up with that herself.
Yeah. If I ever, like, came across her, I would definitely ask her. But she would probably, like, spit in my face and slap me to the side or something. I'm not sure if she loves talking about this movie.
Well, I've seen her in a few interviews since, like, doing the movie, like, recently. I think she was on that show,
You know, shit!
Oh, what is it? The,
I have no idea.
It's a female host. It's like a comedy show. It's like David Letterman, but a chick hosts it. She's got blonde hair. She's a comedian.
No idea.
Chelsea Lately or something?
No idea.
Okay, anyway, I think her name's Chelsea Lately or something like that.
Something like that.
And she was on the show, and Chelsea was pretty much telling her how awful the movie was and how much of a classic it was, and Elizabeth was pretty much like... You know, smiling and just kind of shrugging her shoulders.
I'm pretty sure, like, she refused to do commentary for the DVD, and they offered her, like, money for it as well.
Yeah, I think it would have been a classic to see her sit down and talk about this movie.
Yeah.
Because that would have been the best thing ever.
It would have been amazing. It really, really would have been amazing.
Yeah, I probably would have recorded it and, like, put it on my iPod.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So, is there anything, like, else that really sticks out with this movie? Like, a lot of it does, but, like, any major highlights? Like,
Oh, I know one.
Yeah.
I remember that Nomi lives on a diet of fast food, which includes burgers and fries and chips and all sorts of sugary foods and everything.
Yeah,
and she still manages to stay extremely thin and fit looking.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
You know, shit!
No, neither
but,
do I.
But, yeah, there's no real, like, logic in this movie.
No, there's not. And I remember one thing that was pointed out in the commentary was that she's always eating a burger when she's got, like, a huge event happening. So when she's happy, yeah. she has a burger in her hands. And when she's crying, she's got a burger in her hands.
Yeah.
It's like, something's going on with the burger.
Yeah, I mean, were they, like, some, like, burger thing, like a sponsor of the movie or something?
I have no idea, but it seemed to be, like, an emotional outlet for her.
Yeah. It's just, it's really weird, like, I remember, like, I think there's, like, a scene where, the choreographer asks Nomi what she wants, and Nomi goes, oh, I want burger and fries and a soda.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, you got to have brown rice and vegetables. Yeah, because that's going to, like, yeah, that's, like, the diet to be on.
I know, what is with the brown rice and vegetables? Like,
it's mentioned a lot.
It's not even, like, anything I've ever heard of, which is supposed to be, like, a sanitary meal.
Yeah. It's just so odd. Like, clearly they did no research before writing and doing this movie.
No, they just thought, what is the healthiest thing I could eat? I know, vegetables with rice.
Yeah, brown rice at that. I'm surprised they didn't just eat their friggin' doggy chow. Have, like, a diet of doggy chow for the dancers.
Doggy chow. Do you like brown rice and vegetables?
Oh, it's just so classic, isn't it?
It is a classic. It's, like, probably the one... I mean, there's a lot of movies out there that have good one-liners and stuff, but Showgirls is literally...
It's packed
from
with
start
them.
To finish. I mean, you just... It's every single thing they say is memorable. Yeah. Like, you just can't.
Yeah. There's, oh, God. There's, like, some really awesome, like, just out of their lines. Like,
there are.
Yeah, yeah. Like the, you can fuck me when you love me one.
Maybe we should play some.
Yeah, definitely. Although I do enjoy, like, saying the lines as well.
Are you hinting at something?
I don't know. I'm thinking of a few lines, but I don't know if I'd sound really retarded trying to say them.
Well, it's your show, so...
Yeah.
Have a go.
Yeah, I think we'll just put a few lines on for everybody to enjoy.
Yes.
Yes.
We dance at, darling?
At the cheetah.
I don't know how good you are, darling. And I don't know what it is you're good at. But if it's at the cheetah, it's not dancing, I know that much.
You don't know shit! My name isn't Hope. My name's Penny.
They want class, dum-dum. They don't want to fuck a penny.
Okay, show me your tits.
Nice dress.
Thanks. I bought it at Versace.
You got something wrong with your nipples?
No.
They're not sticking up. Stick them up.
Do you like brown rice and vegetables?
Yeah.
You do?
Sort of.
Really?
It's worse than dog food. It is.
I've had dog food.
You have?
Mm-hmm. Long time ago. Doggy chow. Oh, I used to love doggy chow.
I used to love doggy chow, too.
You can fuck me when you love me.
So, in rounding up our fantastic Showgirls discussion...
Yes.
What sort of environments would you recommend people watch Showgirls in? Do you think it's like a movie to watch with a group of friends and a bunch of drinks? Or do you think it's yes. something you should watch on your own in your bedroom?
Well, if you're a man, it's a probably good idea to watch it alone in your bedroom. For anyone else who wants to watch it with friends, I think it's probably best to do that. I can watch it on my own and have, like, the best time of my life because yeah. I've seen it 100 times, yeah. but nothing beats seeing it with someone who's never seen it before.
Yeah.
Or with a group of people who are just in the mood to watch something really stupid.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, if you want to have a few drinks... look up some Showgirls drinking games, but
yeah.
Drink responsibly because you could get pretty smashed like 30 minutes in and
yeah,
you could be
probably,
passed out on the floor. So
there's probably about 50 games you could pull out of the movie.
Yeah, so do it responsibly if you're going to do it. But, I mean, my personal favourite would be, like, to drink when she cracks a tantrum or mentions her nails. Or has, like, a lesbian moment with Crystal.
Yeah, I think they're pretty much guaranteed to make you pass out.
Yeah, or, you know, if you're into, like, the whole tits thing, just drink whenever there's tits on screen.
I think you'll pretty much just have a straw attached to your... No, not even a straw. You'll have a drip of alcohol attached to your vein with,
yeah.
if you're going to do that. Because that's probably what happens from the first 5 minutes in.
Yeah. So, what was, like, who do you think's got the best body in Showgirls?
Well, I probably would say Gina. I mean, Naomi has a nice one, but she's got this, like, weird kind of flat, square ass. And these weird, like, pointed upwards breasts.
You know, shit!
And these kind of, like, funny little shoulders. So I'd probably
you
give
go
it to Crystal.
Gina? Crystal yeah. Gina?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd probably go with her as well, or probably Rena.
Rena
she
actually...
looks fantastic.
She, Rena from, I assume is correct, was a dancer in real life. She used to be one.
I don't know, actually. Did you expect me to know? Because I was sure
I don't know,
you
I
actually
just,
knew.
No,
but she looks absolutely fantastic in this movie.
She does.
Like
she's very attractive, actually.
She's got these like abs that I think you could just eat dinner off of.
Yeah, I think she's got a pretty she has the body of someone who to me looks like she's been like dancing like properly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She wasn't just an actress, like, you could really... Because her body was just crazy in it.
Yeah, yeah. She looked amazing.
Yeah, and she even looked good in Striptease as well.
Yeah, and she was actually also in Mulholland Drive, which is awesome.
She was in that, actually. I remember seeing that and being the only person in the entire cinema who probably recognised her.
Yeah, well, I did as well, and, you know, she's in Showgirls.
Yeah, and I was it's Penny...
Yeah, it's Penny, it's Hope.
My name isn't Hope, my name's Penny.
I don't think anyone wants to fuck a Penny.
They don't want to fuck a Penny.
Another, like, great one-liner.
Yeah.
But if I could have any body, I would have hers.
Yeah, actually, I changed my mind. Hers is the best
Yeah,
one.
And she's actually got some amazing, like, dance moves. Like, she actually looks really hot doing it.
Yeah, she does.
And so does Gina.
I think the only time Naomi did look sexy was when she actually danced with Rena.
Yeah, when they do their whole, like, lesbian dance thing. Yeah. That's probably the only remotely, like, hot thing I think poor Naomi does in the movie.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
Yeah. I think we've
pretty much talked about all we could have.
Yeah, well, I think we could still probably go on, but I think we've given people a really good idea about the movie and how awesome it is and how much we love it and why we love it.
Yes, and if you've never seen it, even if you don't like it, I think you're at least going to be in for a funny and weird time because I've actually never met anyone who's told me that they hated it and didn't enjoy it. They've all said... Even if they thought it was the stupidest thing on earth, that they just thought it was so hilariously bad.
Yeah. It is really good stuff, and I think it's really good just to actually talk about it, because it is something I often get asked about.
Yeah.
And I get called names for liking this movie.
but you know what? I mean, great. Realistically, when you think about it, in a way, it is a classic. Everyone knows it.
It was
labelled the worst film of the 90s, which was like an entire decade.
Yeah.
And... I mean, Elizabeth Berkley will forever be associated with this movie.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is that there's a lot of worse films out there, and they're nowhere near as fun as this one.
Yeah.
Like, they're just so bad, they are awful.
Yeah, but this one actually has potential for being something, you know, like,
something
decent.
Special.
Yeah, it is special.
I think, like, if you were going to remake Showgirls... if you just kind of make it a bit more competent, it might actually be really good.
Well, the idea was there, I think. I mean, the director said that he wanted to make like a realistic movie about the cutthroat world of Vegas, kind of, yes, you know, the underbelly of Vegas.
It was so insanely realistic.
Yeah. I'm thinking, what kind of Vegas were you looking at?
Because I think it was the Vegas in someone's drunken imagination. I have no idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, this is the Showgirls We Love You show.
Yes,
and
it is.
In closing, I think I'll play the trailer in a clip.
Yes.
For everyone to listen to and enjoy. So until next time, see you later.
See you later.
So what are you going to Vegas for? You gonna win?
I'm gonna dance.
There's a spot open in the chorus line. We're auditioning tomorrow morning. I think you should try out.
I got an audition!
Okay, ladies, I got one interest here, and that's the show. I don't care whether you live or die. I want to see you dance, and I want to see you smile. I can't use you if you can't smile. I can't use you if you can't show. I can't use you if you can't sell.
From the creators of Basic Instinct, The Last Time, they took you to the edge. This time, they're taking you all the way.
We take the cash, we cash the check, we show them what they want to see.
You got more natural talent when you dance than anybody I've ever seen.
She's going down to the Stardust. She's gonna be in the show.
Right?
If someone gets in your way, step on them.
It's not fair.
It's not about fair, it's about power.
You're a stripper, don't you get it?
I'm a dancer.
She's dazzling, she's exciting, and she's what Las Vegas is all about.
The passion is real.
I can fall in love with you.
The desire is intense.
You can't touch me, but I can touch you. I'd really love to touch you.
And the show is about to begin. Showgirls. Leave your inhibitions at the door.
So, what's up?
What's your favorite scary movie?
Showgirls. Absolutely frightening.